Blog Talk Radio.
What voice are we unused? We are now right here. Listen to some funky sounds. Shifting it night and day. With the sounds of TAZ. We're rapping. We're rocking. We got you going hopping. All day, all night. Listen to the sweet sounds.
Comedy night consists of me playing three different comedians, playing two sets of their material, and the first comedian is Bill Burr, and in the middle of each one, I'm going to play a little drop, a little commercial drop. This is ATAZP. This is your host, TAZ, and the first comedian I said we have is Bill Burr, so check it out.
So here's something I saw the other day I've not seen in a long time. You know what I saw? I saw balls on a dog. Hey, remember that shit? Dude, I have not seen that since like the late 90s. I was literally sitting there looking like, I remember that shit. Dogs used to have balls. I remember that. Remember that? You hit your friend, hey, look at his balls. You know, and everybody would laugh. No, but somewhere along the line, it became socially acceptable to cut your dog's balls off, whether there's anything wrong with them or not, under the whole fear of like, well, if we don't do it, he's going to fuck another dog. They're going to make more dogs. And what are we going to do with all these dogs? We're not going to have homes. What are we going to do? I love that shit. What are we going to do? It's like, dude, they're animals. Just let them go. They'll be fine. They got fangs. They got claws. They'll form packs, you know? They'll help with the obesity problem in this country, you know? You come stumbling out of a cheesecake factory just like a herd of fucking Rottweiler running at you. You gotta run to your SUV, dive in Duke the Hazzard style, right? No, I'm pro dog balls. I am. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Dog should be able to, you know, fuck who he wants to and... It's ridiculous. No, I want to get a dog. I want to get a dog. I've been dying to get a dog. And immediately, my girl's immediately, well, we have to get it from getting your dog, we have to get him fixed. I'm like, why do we have to get him fixed? Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. I'm like, well, you're not a veterinarian. She's like, well, neither are you. Great, then it's a stalemate. Neither one of us knows what the fuck we're talking about, so let's not start cutting anything off the animal, right? So, of course, she's a female. She's got to go out and prove me wrong. Goes out and gets the book. Okay, look at this. See, it says right here. You get your dog fixed, he's less likely to be aggressive. Okay? Now listen. God, you're such an asshole. Just listen. And then it says, he's less likely to rip up the furniture. I was just like, sweetheart, when we were a kid, we had a family dog. All right? He had his balls. Okay? Yeah, sure. Occasionally he humped your leg, you know? But generally speaking, he just laid around. He begged for food. He came home. He was excited. But he wasn't wearing a raincoat, like jerking off or something, you know? He lived for 15 years without incident with his balls, you know, no sexual harassment, nothing. No, I think it's weird how like human beings are trying to control the population of animals, you know? Like anytime the deer population gets out of control, some dude would literally get on TV and be like, all right, the deer population is up to about 1,700, 1,800. Realistically, we need to get that number down about 5, 6 of them, all right? Starting them off, you got a gun, fucking shoot one in the face. I'm just sitting at home like, what are the deer doing that's so bad for the environment, you know? They're going to eat all the fucking grass. They're coming up to trees, just nibbling. Just nibbling. Dude, the deer didn't put a hole in the ozone layer, all right? That's not a bunch of dogs clogging up the freeway. It's us, right? We can fuck all we want. No one's going to stop it. You could have 15 kids, have a 16th on the way. No one's going to get on TV and be like, all right, Paul is still fucking. Starting him off, you got a gun, fucking shoot him in the face. Do what you got to do, this guy, he's out of control. No, it's great. It's great, man. You can just keep banging away. You can just keep banging away, making one useless, mediocre, not going to invent shit kid after another. No, I don't understand people like that. Say, don't you realize after your third loser kid, you don't have the DNA to make somebody special? It's like, what are you doing? All you're doing, you're just making more in the way people just walking around, looking up at shit, just trying to get down the sidewalk, you know? Oh, you know that dude, whenever you go into the deli, there's always that guy in front of you, doesn't know what he wants. Oh, what kind of bread is that? It's like, dude, stop making that fucking guy. Jesus Christ, that dude is everywhere. That's why I love old people. I love old people. They always with their family photos, cracks me up. They always, like, well, they're all proud, like, well, we had five kids, and then they all had five, and da-da-da-da. It's like, yeah, none of you did shit. I don't recognize anybody in that photo. You just made 30 people who are all taking a shit every day that ends up in a river. That's not a family photo. That's an environmental disaster, and you framed it. No, that's my solution for global warming. Everybody's talking about cars and oil. That doesn't matter. It's just too many people, you know, too many people doing it. It's just, you know, you want to help the environment, just stop fucking. Right? I'm not saying stop fucking, but, you know, pull out. You can still have your fun, right? But you got to stop looking at babies like they're these cute things, all right? They're not. They are cute, but most of them are just going to grow up. They're just going to end up being another shithead in like an SUV that doesn't pull out far enough into the intersection, right? Now you got to wait a whole nother light to make a left, and you're just sitting there losing your shit, screaming at your windshield at this dude who didn't need to exist. It's like, there's no reason for that guy. We got that guy. I don't know. That's my plan. They should just make babies illegal for like the next like 25, 30 years, right? That'd be great. Think about it. Somebody's born, three people are born every second to one person dying, right? So if you're not making anybody, it's like, bam, somebody just died, right? Somebody just fell down some stairs. Somebody just tripped over a skateboard, right? And you know what? Fucking lanes just opening up on the highway, right? You know, you get to work a little sooner. You're in a better mood. Dude, you get it down to like 30,000 people. 30,000 people will be the shit. All right, Super Bowl comes around, everybody can go. Right? Everybody can go. 22 of you get to play. The odds of you making it in the NFL, it's ridiculous. Dude, even if you suck, you could block on punts. You'd be like a wedge breaker, or maybe be that guy holding the first down marker. Like, yeah, I'm fucking doing something. You wouldn't have to recycle. Dude, if there was 30,000 people, man, everybody here, you could literally drive your own tank. You could drive a tank. You could throw toxic waste out the top. You could shoot a bald eagle right in the head. There's plenty of them. Plenty of them. Dude, they're shitting all over my tank. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Look, people, I don't read, okay? Seriously, none of my shit is researched, you know? But out of all the bullshit I'm talking up here, I think I'm onto something with this, you know? It's like I'm eliminating people, but like no one has to die. That's it. Just stop making. Dude, we're going to end up like China. They got like over a billion people just jam-packed. Every day it's like the subway. If you're just standing there, you can't even fall asleep. Oh, shit, sorry about that. Just jam-packed. You never think about that shit? Just standing there. I'm going to be sitting there. First of all, how easy is it to get away with the crime over in China, you know? First of all, you pick somebody's pocket. You don't have to run away. You just fucking weave your way back into the crowd and fucking stand over here. Guy standing like, dude, somebody just took my wallet. Dude, he's right over there. He's right there. Dude, he's got black hair. He's 5'5". He's dressed like he's in Reservoir Dogs. He's right over there. that's what, where we're going to be headed. How many more strip malls can you make? Places to get donuts and people to get their nails done. Everybody's all excited. This area is really exploding. It's really exploding. It's like, no, dude, people are fucking, and then they're just building more shit. Talking to the ladies, talking about body issues. They're always talking about body issues. That's the dumbest one ever. When they talk about Hollywood, going like, Hollywood, they create these impossible body images, blah, blah, blah. You know, that whole thing, the plus size actress, right? The fatties, you know? That's like a big thing. They're sick of being treated like fat people. I don't know what it is they're doing. They're going on the cover of magazines now, just like showing how fat they are, wearing a little bit amount of clothes. And everybody's like hyping them up, like, oh my God, that's so brave. That's so courageous. I'm not saying it doesn't take balls, but that's a bit of an overreach with the word brave, right? Like, what am I supposed to do if I ever see a fireman running out of a building carrying a baby and an old lady? Am I going to sit there like, oh my God, you're like a fat actress that takes her shirt off to do a magazine shoot to promote the movie she's in? Now look, I know you're not supposed to make fun of fat people. I understand, all right? I don't know why, though. Why? They're not a race. They're not a religion. It's totally curable. Eat an apple and go for a walk, you know? Why are you yelling at everybody else? The fuck are you giving me shit for, all right? You put the cookies in there. I didn't. How is this my problem? Jesus Christ, you ate your way in, you can walk your way out, all right? And just slowly start shedding the pounds. Shove some fucking lettuce in there instead of a bunch of ho-hos, and it's going to come down, and then you're on my side of the fence, right? Join me. Come on, stay with me. Shame. Shame. Right? I know, you're not supposed to shame. You're not supposed to fat shame. You're not supposed to slut shame. They're like shaming. Like people aren't supposed to walk around with any shame. It's like a legitimate human emotion, but you're not supposed to feel it at all. You know, you're supposed to just walk around like a dictator. You're not going to feel any shame. You never felt shame. You never had such a bad fucking night the next morning. You woke up, you couldn't even look yourself in the mirror. When you went to go brush your teeth, you looked up, you're like, oh, you fucking piece of shit. Wow. Wow. Even for you, that was bad. Lights out, curtains drawn until at least 2 in the afternoon before I can even look at you, you fucking piece of shit. Yeah, you're supposed to have no shame. That's the new world. You're just going to walk around sucking dick, you know, eating cookies and just show up. And nobody's supposed to say anything. No one's supposed to have an opinion. Like, wow, that's going to go off the rails pretty soon. I know, it's probably mean to do this stuff, but like, you can only have so much sympathy. There's so much stuff you can care about. You know what happened to me that changed my life? I did a gig in India, right? Unbelievably great people, but some of the stuff that I saw there, I'll never forget. I did a gig in India. I saw a toddler take a shit between two parked cars, walked away, no pants or parents, and then disappeared into the crowd like Hannibal Lecter at the end of Silence of the Lambs. It's one of the most heartbreaking things I've ever seen in my life. And then I come back to my country, and it's like, oh, the studio said I had to lose 15 pounds to star in a movie. Well, then start running, you fat fuck. That's your big complaint in life? You know what it is? You know what it is? You know what it is about these fatties? You know what it really is? They have no respect for the amount of sacrifice and dedication it takes to truly get in like magazine level shape, which is you ever try to get abs? You ever try to get all the abs and get that shit down here? You ever try to do it? It's fucking impossible. Past the age of 19, you can't do it without tons of help. You gotta buy all these exercise tapes. You gotta read about nutrition. You gotta get a personal trainer having you fucking running along. You need like your own chef, and he's like, okay, don't eat it yet. Don't eat it yet. All right, now, eat it. Start consuming it. All right, stop. Slow down, stop. Spit it out! Spit it out! I told you to stop! Get on the elliptical! Now you like that Brussels sprout? Did you like that Brussels sprout? Because now you're paying for it. It's a fucking miserable experience. Just walking around, your whole body's eating yourself. You know, you want some cake? No, I'll just take a salad. Balsamic vinaigrette on the side, no croutons. Oh my God, when is the photo shoot? I want to kill myself. It's horrible. You ever try to get fat? No. You don't have to. It's effortless. You can fucking lay on your back watching your favorite show just shoveling shit down your throat. What are you doing? I'm getting fat. I'm getting fat. You got a trainer? Don't need one. Natural. I just eat everything that makes my sugar salt go like, yeah, woo, yeah. Comes right in. Nice roll of fucking flab. No, it's ridiculous. Like, I know nobody wants to be fat, so I'm not shitting you on anything.
Hey, what's happening? This is Gary Fustin hanging out here with my man, T-A-Z. Keeping it live on ATAZP.com.
That was Bill Burr. Crazy. Just crazy. I love these type of nights because I love to laugh. One thing I love to do, and a lot of my friends do also. So hopefully some of these comedians can make you laugh. The next one on the list is Patrice O'Neill, the late Patrice O'Neill. And the first joint is Harassment Day. This is what he calls Harassment Day. And then we'll play his next joint, commercial, then come back. This is ATAZP live on Blog Talk Radio, Comedy Night. Here we go.
Like, ladies, let's discuss. Even look, let's discuss harassment for a second. Let's just, you feel it a little bit? Like, let's just discuss it. Why can't I harass you? Sometimes, I can never harass you, never. And I'm not talking about, hey, ooga booga. Like, I'm talking just, the job. It's unfair that I can't harass you at the workplace. Like, you looking how you looking, and I can't just a little something that has to do, like, you got to be careful just to say, hey, you look beautiful today. That's how messed up the game is. I think you should be able to comment on any part of the body that you see. I'm serious. What's your name? Jeannie. Now, Jeannie, no disrespect, but if I work with you, I should be able to walk in and go, oh, Jeannie, beautiful titty meat you have there. And because I see that. But whatever the scientific term is, I'm looking at Mr. a 4.9 grade point average. What's the science term for the titty meat? What's the actual? And it's not the cleavage. I mean, the cleavage is the space in the middle. I'm talking about the meat, the meat, the titty part. And I'm not being foul, just, you know, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Just so I can go through the rest of the day without pretending that I don't see, which you understand what I'm saying? I mean, let's work out a deal. Don't get me fired. Having women work with men, right, is like having a grizzly bear work with salmon. Dipped in honey, like, so now you dip the salmon in the honey, right? Grizzly bears. And the salmon gets to walk through comfortable with honey and fish And good morning, Grizzly Bears. And the Grizzly Bears is like, hey, he can't even growl, like, ah, what's up, bitch? Oh my God, human resources, the Grizzly Bear just did Grizzly Bear stuff. So, like, I can't even go, hey, good morning, fish, good morning. Oh, I can't touch it, like, oh, look at that. Oh, let me just get a little bit of that fish, a little bit. Get that honey, oh my God. Fish and honey, man, that's my favorite. Usually I kill fish and eat them and stuff, but I just wanted to just rub a little bit of that. God damn. That's oppressive. Like, you shouldn't even, and there's cameras everywhere. You can't do, like, weird stuff behind a back. Like, why would it be disrespectful? I said, what's your name? Terrell. If I go, hey, Terrell, we work together. And I go, Terrell, hey, do me a favor. Let me know when you're getting up to go to the bathroom so I can sniff your chair. That's disrespectful because it's sexual, but that keeps me from being... Like, I think there should be a holiday, for lack of a better word, harassment day, but not, that sounds whatever, but I mean a day where I get to find out, like, because, and this is why it should be harassment day, because women get to be inappropriate sexually all the time. You get to be inappropriate, and when I say inappropriate, I mean say hello to me too close. Hi. Or some weird massage because you think we're friends and you, morning, little kiss, and he's just like, oh boy. And you think in your head, man, I wonder if I don't know. But harassment day allows you to be able to ask all year. I say the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And it's a beautiful day. Flowers and everything. You buy flowers. You're just real cool. You walk up. You're respectful. You say, hey, how are you? You know, good afternoon, Terrell. Happy harassment day. And you just, like, say, listen, I was wondering all year if you would suck my dick in a broom closet. And you just be like, no, thank you, I'm not. And you be like, thank you, keep the flowers. I just thought I made a mistake. I thought you was a hoe all year. I was confused. I thought you was a hoe, but you're not. Fantastic. Here's what I found out about my girl. She's been with me for 5 years. I only been with her for 8 months. I'm looking at her like, bitch, you didn't realize you was a hoe for 4 years and 4 months? Women love a little better. Y'all love better than us. You ever get sick and shit? You got something. You should go to the hospital, but niggas don't go to the hospital. So you just like, oh, shit, I'm getting ready to die. I don't know what the fuck's going on. You cough. And then your girl come in, and she look at you like, motherfucker, you ain't going to die. I'm going to save you. Oh, my God. I'm going to get you soup. I'm going to kiss your back. I don't give a fuck if I catch what you got. And she gets you through that sickness. Then she gets sick, and you be like, God damn. Bitch, you can't make soup, you that Holy shit, I can't catch this again. I took a week off because I had it last week, bitch. Here's something y'all got to understand, man, because y'all think you know me. You don't know goddamn fucking thing because you don't need to know.
we need to know about you. Sense of humor. If this is if you want us to like you. I mean, you can go around and do what you do, but if you really want to like us, this is what you know. Men's sense of humor is based on this. This is the principle. It's we're philosophical about dumb shit. We're philosophical about shit. We're very thoughtful about shit that means nothing. Here's a conversation two dudes can have if women want around to fuck up the fun of the conversation. I can look at you and go, hey, yo, hey, would you fuck a bitch if she didn't have a nose? And look, wait, but here's what he'll do. He'll do this. What you mean, no nose, nigga? What, like the tip is gone? Nah, nigga, a hole in the face like a skeleton. Can I cover the hole with my hand and shit? Nah, nigga, you got a fucker and looker right in the hole in the face. What she look like other than the hole in the face? She fine as a motherfucker. Nigga, I'll fuck a bitch without a nose. Now, ask your girl that shit, because you're trying to, would you fuck a guy without a nose? I got a guy without a nose. That shit's stupid. You can't fuck it up. You can't keep breathing without a nose. You're going to die if you don't have a nose. How do you, I'll take you to the hospital if you don't have a nose. Can you just be hypothetical for 5 minutes, bitch? Hypothetical, that's what we doing. Transformers, yeah, that's stupid. A car turning a robot. Y'all will learn. Oh, here's something else. Here's something for you. Serious, if you want to know. Here's how you learn how to make your man like you and desire what you want, which is love. All right, equate how you feel about your vagina to how we feel about our time and our space. You understand? What we have to do to get pussy, the things we have to do. Now, I can't fuck you against your will. You got a desire to want to fuck me. If I fuck you against your will, that's rape. Now, if I'm on the phone and I say, look, I got to go, and you say, well, I got to go. I want to talk to you some more. You are raping my time. You are taking something from me. No means no, bitch. I said I don't gotta go. Why are you forcing me to stay on the phone and talk to you about nothing? A lot of black women here. You wonder why a lot of motherfuckers fuck white girls? Here it is. White women, I'm serious, you just do this because pussy, men love pussy in general, so we try to learn about it all. White women are about 15 to 20 years ahead of y'all in doing nasty shit. Hold on. Black women just started taking an ass when, what, 12, 13 years ago when Hennessy got popular? When Hennessy got popular, y'all would take it in the ass. When I was 19, I couldn't even do the wet thumb. If I was fucking myself, I couldn't even do this. And stick it in the asshole. I had a bitch have a butt naked meeting with me when I tried to put a thumb in the ass. She stopped and was like, why would you? Why would you put your thumb in my asshole? Serious, no, you talk to me. Did you get hepatitis and all types of shit from that? And you don't even know what to say. Oh, I just felt like putting my thumb in your asshole. It was there. I just was going to smush it in, and it's just there. That's what it is. You hear women going, eh, here's the lesson. Anything selfish that you go, eh, do that. Don't be pretty with it. Look, it. I want a girl, when she's sucking my dick, I want her to look like an ugly motherfucker playing dice. And spit on it. And choke on it a little bit. We like that too. That's sexy. right, I gotta go, man.
I can hear this thing, and you know, when I did stuff, we just sent postcards. But okay, I was supposed to say something about the ABC show.
ASAP.
Is that like Ajax with a Z? The Taz. Can I just say I like Taz, and if you like Taz and music, you should listen to it. Okay, that's good enough, baby. You got to give the people straight words.
Granny is
A T A Z P. Okay, all right. We got another T A Z production, and if you like the music and you like it hot and you like it loud, because I know y'all young folks like it loud, you need to tune in to another A T A Z P productions. ATAZP Productions with TAZ and all them other folks. And I got to give a special shout out to Roro. Is Roro going to be on here?
Yeah, he'll be on there.
Okay. The internet with Taz and the rest of the crew. You check it out. What is the internet? Is that a radio station?
It's a computer.
Oh, Lord. That's why I had to get it on a tape. All right. Check it out. Internet. ATAZP, another production. Okay. All right. Now you turn this off.
That was Granny. Lord. I remember those days. That's Granny, a.k.a. Rolanda 700. This is Comedy Night. That was Patrice O'Neill, the late Patrice O'Neill, talking crazy. The last comedian that I got tonight is Jamie Foxx. We'll go through two of his and play a commercial, and then we'll be out. Again, this is ATAZP Live, Comedy Night. First Comedy Night in a long while. First Comedy Night in a long while. Hopefully we might have a No Spins next week. Them No Spins be rocking. But this is Comedy Night tonight. And the next comedian is Jamie Foxx.
Am I right? No other entertainers are doing that. You know I'm right. You don't see like no country western stars going at it and shit. You don't see them like gangsters and shit. You couldn't see like Clint Black and Billy Ray Cyrus going at it and shit. Could you see that shit, Clint? Like, I, Billy. Heard you talking shit, boy. Fuck around if you want to, motherfucker. I don't play that shit, you son of a bitch. I'll kick your ass, you break your ass up in this motherfucker. You don't see nobody else doing that. You don't see like Morgan Freeman and Bill Cosby mad at each other. Gangsters and shit. Could you see that Morgan Freeman as a gangster? Like, hold on now. Hold on, Bill. Now I don't play the bullshit now. I'll whoop your ass in this motherfucker, Bill. I ain't driving Miss Daisy this evening. I'll kick off in your ass, motherfucker. Seven times. Seven goddamn times. You see, like, Bill Cosby mad and cussing and shit. Bitch, please. You better recognize I don't play the bullshit like that, motherfucker. You fucking with the wrong motherfucker. I'll stick a Jell-O pudding pop sideways up your ass, you motherfucker. I don't play the shit. Goddamn. Now, bitch, now. Shit. West Side. You don't see nobody else doing that, man. You don't see, like, Jesse Jackson and Farrakhan going at it. But you see that? You know Jesse breaking up. You better recognize I don't play the bullshit. Don't doubt it. Cause I'm about it. It's morning time. Should I do Farrakhan?
Yeah, I got my back. Might be some Muslims in here. Come up here marching and shit. I got my back? Should I do it?
You know, it's amazing how you would talk to me like that just. All right. It's amazing. After all I've done for you, I will come out this bow tie and whoop your motherfucking ass if you don't get along with me, motherfucker. Big head ass motherfucker, I don't play that shit.
Relationships, do you love them or do you hate them? I hate them. Hate relationships. Don't you should hate it, fellas, when you get involved with somebody and then you trip. You fall in love, but you don't anticipate doing. And you ever get jealous? Don't jealousy make you do some silly shit? You ever get jealous and the person ain't even with you? You just see somebody that you think she might like? You be like, look at this motherfucker working out, looking all good. What's up, Jamie? Fuck you, man. Don't be looking at my girl either. Your girl ain't with you. She with me in spirit. Or you ever just have a relationship where you just get tired of each other? It's the same old thing. You're like, damn, I can't figure out what's going on with him. I can't figure out what's going on with her. And you're just arguing. That's when you can't even pronounce it. We just arguing. I say it's black. You say it's white. You say it's red. I say it's blue. We just don't get along. And then sometimes they just walk in and you just... You just want to say, fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you. That's how Bilal would do it. Fuck you. Church at it. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, oh. You ever hear that dude with that voice? Oh, glory. Sound like he broke two ribs. That's the offering right there. Am I right? They always put. Y'all reached in y'all pocket when I did it, didn't you? And they come right out of preaching. That's how they get you to give. They come right out of preaching and go right into that. God is good. God is great. Ah! Reach in your pocket to give me all your money, please. Raised me in church. That's why I know I'm gonna be all right. And I got some people from my hometown right in here tonight from Terrell, Texas. They keep me grounded. That's what these people need. When I was talking all that stuff, they don't have nobody in their family or somebody to just, you know, tell them what they need to do. I got somebody. Yeah, man. My grandmother's 94 years old.
Keep on living, keep on living.
But the thing about it, when I had, you know, people over at the house, like girls and stuff, I couldn't sing no worldly songs. They had to be spiritual. Or it had to be off of TV. So what I would do is I had a girl over, I would switch it up, take a song off of TV and make it sound good enough to make love to. Even if the song was, here's a story. Of a lovely lady, oh, oh, who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother. The youngest one in color. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow. How you doing? How you doing?
and they knew they were much more than a house. Well, it's true, it must somehow form a family. That's the way we overcame the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. Oh, oh, yeah. That's the way that we became the Brady Bunch.
You break it down like Babyface. Because you know Babyface, you break it down like, that's the way the wheel became the Brady Bunch. And I love the big bunch of babies, big bunch of feet. Don't lift the big feet, don't lift the big bun, don't lift the big bun. Or you could break it down like Luther Oaktown. Because, you know, Luther break it down like, Brady Bunch, I say it. Brady Bunch, Brady Bunch, it's driving me crazy to think that Miss Brady. Or what if it was Prince? Because you know Prince would break it down like,
yum. clubbing, looking for the one right man. So I'll be damned if I find a one night stand.
One night stand.
Are you that Mr. Right?
No time to treat a sister right.
Are you that Mr. Right? For me, would you risk your life? If you're that Mr. Right, you get more than a kiss goodnight. If you're that Mr. Right, maybe I'll be Mrs. White. Don't like lame with no game. I like a cat who has tattoos. I hate fools, that's a dumb thing. But I love guys with tongue ring. Get with the program and no channel. I wanna be wine and dine in romance. I wanna be kissing him while we hold hands. I wanna be whispering while we slow dance. I just want my own man to kick it with. Through thick and thin, you're the one I'm sticking with. I need a nigga that's cool to talk to, but not a dog or a poodle who will stalk you. Wanna get with the sexy piece? Friendship and respect is in the recipe. I get the best of you, I'll get the best of me. If you're a soldier, your child is my destiny.
Are you that Mr. Right? Knows how to treat a sister right? Are you that Mr. Right? For me, would you risk your life?
If you're that Mr. Right, you get more than a kiss goodnight. If you're that Mr. Right, maybe I'll be Mrs. White.
Are you that Mr. Right?
Unmistakably broken. Little bit here, little bit there. Pieces scattered everywhere. Hopeless, sick in the heart. Bad or too scared to move. Afraid of the dark. Out of nowhere you come into view. Darkness has to back up. What else could it do? You are the light. And you're never going out. Never, never going out. Everything changes when heart gets better. Pieces come together. I can see forever.
When you're in the room,
as I recall, chains fall, praise comes breaking through.
When you're in the room, my head's no worse. And I think about where I've been.
Cause every time I let you in, Lord, it's the wind. Let me say it again. You've been so good, Lord, I'm grateful. Trying not to complain, but sometimes I forget.
Even when I'm a man,
you're still faithful. Out of nowhere, you come into view. Got me all messed up, cause that's what you do. You are the light, and you're never going out. Never, never going out. Everything changes when heart gets better. Pieces come together. I can see forever.
When you're in the room,
as I recall, chains fall, praise comes breaking through.
When you're in the room, my head's no worse.
And
about where I've been.
Cause every time I let you in, Lord, it's the wind.
Just right.
You're the guest of honor in my
Reaches the stage to another guy.